Now, when it comes to conceiving, there's a few things medical experts do agree on. Ban the booze, cut back on the coffee, and keep moving your body. But there are also lots of misconceptions that float around about fertility.
Yeah, today we're setting the record straight and busting the most widely believed myths about fertility. And for more, we are joined by nutritionist and naturopath, Belinda Kirkpatrick. Hi, Belinda. Always a good chat. Welcome. Let's get straight to it. The first myth, sugar, does it affect fertility?
Unfortunately, it does affect fertility. So that one is true. So studies have shown that a lower intake of carbohydrate links to better IVF success. So we know from kind of research that eggs and embryos don't thrive or survive particularly well in a high glucose environment. And they actually did a study on IVF clients and looking at kind of their diets. And it actually showed that when they switched to a low carb, higher protein, obviously with heaps of vegetables type of diet, their pregnancy rate went up from 17 to 83%, which is, incredible.
Huge. Yeah.
We all sort of know sugar's bad, but like it actually does affect things on a really cellular
level.
You'd
be bound not to change it, especially when you're paying the money, right?
Yeah. And even in natural conception, it's going to kind of mimic that same sort of thing as well.
Okay.
Now, myth number two is that bicycling your legs in the air, boys are laughing, helps conception. To clarify, that's bicycling after the D, not just generally bicycling.
Not just generally bicycling, yeah.
Is that true?
Oh, unfortunately, it's not true. That one's false. So look, you know, I think the thing is and look, and lots of my clients will say, like, afterwards, you know, I tip my pelvis up and I do, you know, kind of bicycle into the air and things like that, just to kind of help it all. And look, so, you know, I guess you don't want to jump straight up. Realistically, the sperm that was going to get there is probably already there by the time you even thought about it. But, you know, I do recommend that people kind of, like, just hang out in the laying down position if you want to tilt your pelvis slightly for about sort of 15 minutes. But, yeah, the motto is just don't get up and clean up straight away. But you don't need to be doing anything crazy unless you're into that.
Unless you're into bicycle.
It's a great image.
Unless you're exercising.
Yeah, exactly. Myth number three is that do women need to actually orgasm in order to conceive?
That one is false. So thank goodness to, I guess, you know, take one less pressure off trying to kind of conceive, which can often, you know, obviously if you had to do that as well, it might make the whole thing a little bit more tricky. But look, there is some evidence that shows that orgasm does help the sperm to kind of move towards the sort of fallopian tube, but it's certainly not essential. So might make it more fun.
All right, myth number four, are most fertility issues female related?
No, absolutely not. So the evidence is that it's about, you know, 50-50, and realistically it comes down to 30% kind of female factor, 30% male factor, and then 30% are combined issues. And male factor kind of subfertility or fertility issues is absolutely on the rise in pretty much every sort of Western country. So,
okay, myth number five, stress reduces fertility, does it?
Oh, unfortunately that one is true. The worst thing I think though that you can say to somebody trying to conceive is just stop stressing. I mean, it's, that's just like kind of, you know, the worst thing that you could kind of say. So I normally just recommend that people are aware of stress. If they can maybe incorporate some relaxation or some gentle exercise or some deep breathing, a bit of time out away from the phone, that's going to be a good thing. But yeah, I mean, look, you don't want stress, being stressed about stress to make you stressed.
Make it worse.
Really
quickly, last one, myth number six, does the chance of miscarriage or birth defects increase with age?
It does. So, you know, that one is true. So, I mean, we might feel that we're young, but unfortunately our eggs do age with us. And the risk of miscarriage in your 20s is about sort of 10 to 15%, in your 30s is about 15 to 25%, and by sort of around 40, it's almost kind of 50%. So, you know, I mean, you know, you can only be ready when you're ready, those are still kind of the statistics.
Okay, thanks, Belinda. Like I said, always good chat. Some great advice in there. Thank you very much.
Okay,
for more information, you can pick up a copy of Belinda's book. It is called Healthy Hormones.